Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 170 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Kara Goodwin's book, Your Authentic Awakening, a guide to everyday spiritual living. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from the very beginning of the book. This is the introduction, and this is what Kara has written. This book was written with the curious in mind. If you are drawn to this content, you are ready to journey into the mystical. I've written it from my heart in a way that is authentic to my true nature, and it will most deeply resonate with those interested in exploring the treasures hiding beneath the surface of the typical life experience. We are embarking on a journey together. While the distance to be travelled is unimaginably close, its path is more challenging than climbing the highest peak, swimming the widest sea, or exploring the deepest cave. Yet the rewards that await are beyond measure. At the core of our expedition lies the concept of spiritual design. While we are all familiar with the physical aspects of life, the body, emotions and thoughts, there is a profound element that often goes unacknowledged, particularly in Western cultures, the soul. As we set our sights on this life-changing destination, let's ensure we are heading in the right direction by checking our metaphorical compasses and aligning our understanding of common terms. Metaphysical terminology varies between lineages and teachers, so let's take a moment to clarify potentially ambiguous terms you'll encounter on our journey. Understanding spiritual design concepts. To grasp the essence of the spiritual design, it is essential to have some familiarity with fundamental terms and concepts that will frequently arise on your journey of soul awakening. Let's shine a light on these terms to eliminate misunderstandings and make the most of our odyssey. Source. A grand universal intelligence runs through everything. I call this intelligence pure source consciousness, or source. To me, this is the same as God, or universal consciousness. Everything comes from source, and ultimately, everything and everyone returns to source. Higher Self. The higher self refers to the extension of you that exists beyond the human form. Our human bodies are temporary expressions of the higher self, an eternal expression of source. The higher self is infinite and timeless. It has experienced many different human incarnations, perhaps even lifetimes on other planets or other dimensions of reality. I relate to the higher self as a stream of sentient and intelligent high-frequency energy or light. While most of the higher self exists in a higher realm that is invisible to us as humans, a fractal or part of our higher self energy takes form in our body and expresses itself as the soul through our human experience. In human form, we can strengthen our connection to this higher consciousness stream of light, which is the higher self, expanding the body's divine light and energy. We can, alternatively, disassociate from our higher self, limiting our human experience to only that which can be received by our five senses: sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell. While our higher self is unseen, our human aspect has a physical form and an individuated identity as a body and personality. The human form has a beginning and an end, birth and death. Different schools of thought use various words to describe our embodied human aspect, such as ego, small self, little self, or simply self with a small s. I affectionately refer to my human form self as little Kara, in contrast to my higher self. The way we humans experience life makes it natural for us to relate to the higher self as a kind of etheric person located above us. However, I see the higher self as a massive, expansive stream of energy that has condensed into a container of flesh, thought, emotion, and activity, which we experience as being human. Our higher self exists in higher levels of consciousness in a timeless state. Conversely, our human expression experiences linear time, with its history it remembers, a future it can imagine, and a present moment happening now. Soul. The soul exists within the human form as a fragment of our higher self. Just as our higher self has a fractal of source, so is the soul a fractal of our higher self. The higher self takes part of itself to create a soul to experience individuality. It repeats this process many times to form many souls, each with a unique journey. This cycle of creation is experienced as reincarnation. Our higher self is portioning itself into various beings to experience different life scenarios, both here on Earth and across other planets and dimensions. The soul is the invisible animator of the body. You are not a body that has a soul. Rather, you are a soul temporarily contained in an incarnated human body. When the body ceases to function, the soul exits the body and rejoins the higher self in higher realms of existence. The soul uses the body as a vehicle to navigate the physical realm and express itself on the earth plane. An easy analogy to illustrate the source, higher self, soul-human relationship is the ocean. In this analogy, source is like the ocean. Fill a cup from the ocean and you have the higher self. The water in the cup is comprised of many drops. Each drop of the water in the cup is an individuated soul expression of the higher self. Take a drop of water out of the cup and you have the human form. In the same way that a drop taken out of the cup is separated from its original source, the ocean, humans experience a sense of separation from their original source, pure source consciousness. Consciousness. Higher self, human self, animals, trees, plants, and all sentient life have consciousness. We are all united through different levels of collective consciousness, from our local collective all the way to the unified field of pure source consciousness. Yet, we are each a unique individual expression within these greater fields of unified consciousness. Our spiritual journey of connecting with our higher self involves progressively expanding our awareness and connecting with higher levels of consciousness. One level of our shared consciousness is the human collective consciousness that we influence and are influenced by as part of our human experience. I think of this collective consciousness as an invisible web of consciousness that connects us and carries the thoughts and energy of every human on the planet. An easy way to understand this is to think of common phrases that have become popular in the collective lexicon. For example, even if you have never seen the Bud Light commercial where the word "what's up" was first used decades ago, it has so thoroughly wormed its way into the collective consciousness that you have likely asked or been asked, "what's up?" Our individuated consciousness expands as we mature spiritually. An analogy to understand the concept of expanding consciousness is an imaginary box. The imaginary box represents your current version of reality. What you understand as being real or possible is in the box. Anything you perceive as not real or impossible is outside the box. As your consciousness expands, you begin to have realizations and experiences that don't fit in your imaginary box because they don't match the version of reality in your box. For example, you may suddenly develop an interest in meditation, whereas before, anything to do with meditation didn't fit in your box. But now, you seek out information about meditation and learn how to do it. You integrate meditation into your daily life, and what used to be outside your box is now inside the box, expanding your field of awareness. Multidimensional awareness. As you expand your consciousness, you access new levels or layers of consciousness and add new possibilities to your imaginary box, including layers of multidimensionality. Multidimensionality is similar to the concept of multiple perspectives or multiple data points that can all be true at the same time. While there are much more comprehensive ways to understand the vast scope and reach of multidimensional realities, a simple approach to this concept is considering that the unseen world exists in the time and space continuum just as much as the seen world. Experiencing multidimensional awareness requires letting go of the belief that only the seen world exists or that we can only experience a physical world. Think of experiencing life through the five senses as just one dimension of experience. Today I was reading from Kara Goodwin's book, Your Authentic Awakening, A Guide to Everyday Spiritual Living. And if you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, From Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out now on Amazon and other great bookshops. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.